Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor. I'm with Ron White. His new book is On Great Fields, The Life and Unlikely Heroism of Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. If you've heard that name before, yes, we're headed to Gettysburg. But right now, we're at Bowdoin College, one of the esteemed higher learning centers in America. And Bowdoin College sees the talent that Lawrence Chamberlain represents and invites him to be a member of the faculty temporarily. He marries in 1855. To Fanny, and they go to Bowdoin College, Brunswick, 100 miles south of Brewer. And right away, he has interest in the pupils. Was that unusual for an educator in these days, Ron?
Well, he had a wide-ranging interest, although he very much valued his own education as a student. He felt that as a teacher, he had to open up a wider range of possibilities, both in terms of what the students read, but also in the way that he taught. Sometimes the students were viewed simply by the other faculty as boys who needed to be regimented. He wanted to teach them what we might call critical thinking. Let them think for themselves.
He was on probation with the faculty. How did he think of it?
This is a temporary position. The college didn't probably have the funding to do this, so he wasn't sure whether this would continue. Even in the first 6 months, he still entertained conversations with two different churches. Perhaps he would become a pastor.
And possibly a missionary. He wants to travel. Sometimes I would think of him as the Jimmy Stewart character in It's a Wonderful Life, always trying to get away and always being pulled back.
That's a good way to think about it.
He has siblings, younger siblings, Tom, who will be with him in the war, John, who will be a pastor. Horace is his older brother, is the second son.
Yes.
There's a sister in there.
There's a sister who goes by the name of Say, S-A-E. She's younger, but becomes a very important person in the story.
Right. A major correspondent. A lot of the revelation that Ron's book is very careful about the correspondence. You can always tell a biographer who has spent a whole lot of time away from his family when he deals with correspondence deeply into the details. All right. It is 1858 at Bowdoin College, which is an esteemed higher learning, and arrives a very famous man, former Secretary of War, former senator, now senator again, Jefferson Davis. How did this happen, and what did Davis do?
Jefferson Davis, who would become Secretary of War, was senator from Mississippi, at his doctor's advice, had gone to New England for his health in the summertime. And when Bowdoin College learned that he was in Portland, where he was giving some lectures, they invited him to come to Bowdoin and gave him an honorary doctorate. And he gave a talk there, which at the time was somewhat conciliatory, and yet on the other hand suggesting that the North needed to let the South deal with its own situation on its own terms.
And just in case you thought we were making this up, yes, Longfellow's been here, fine. Hawthorne's been here, fine.
Yes.
The Beechers are here. How is that?
Well, that's amazing. Calvin Stowe, an alumnus, had come back to teach. His wife was Harriet Beecher. One Sunday, in a kind of almost a vision at First Parish, she has the impetus to begin to write what would become Uncle Tom's Cabin. And as she did so, at first it was being serialized in a magazine, she invited students to come in on Saturday evening where she would read a chapter to them. Chamberlain was one of those students.
Right. Before I became a member of the faculty, I didn't want to
look at.
There's so many ironies here, Ron. We're overwhelmed. We can't do everything. We have to get now to the breakdown between the North and the South.
Yes.
It was argued in the papers. Lawrence is busy with being an esteemed member of the faculty. The election of Lincoln and then the breakdown, the secessions, starting in late 60 and into 61. And so what we have now is a crisis upon everyone. The war is supposed to be over by Christmas. They're always over by Christmas, Ron. We've learned that. Because the New York North has such an industrial base, they'll overwhelm the Confederacy. The first Battle of Bull Run goes very badly. What does Lawrence make of it between Bull Run and the following year, the spring of 62? What does he think of the war?
He's watching this from the standpoint of his students. There were no electives in those days, so he would have taught every student who enlisted in the Union Army. They actually come at one point and begin drilling on the campus, and one of the leaders of the drill observes that Chamberlain comes with great curiosity. But it's not till 1862 when Lincoln says we now need 300,000 more men that then Chamberlain sends his enlistment to the governor of Maine.
Yes, Governor Washburn gets this application to go to war by an intellectual who's been offered, 2 years abroad to sharpen his language? Once again, Jimmy Stewart's trying to get away. And the
right.
the war pulls him back. They're going to give him a salary. Go to Europe and learn Arabic, learn French, enjoy Germany, all of that. He's got, two children and a wife at this point. He's 34, 33, 34 years old.
Yes, yes.
Looking to him to go to war, are they?
No one, no. He would have not been thought that he needed to go to war. This was who he was in these years, yes.
However, the governor hears his application. They hesitate. He writes in mid-July. The governor doesn't answer yes till August. He gives him the 20th Maine. What does Lawrence make of that?
Well, the governor is excited. For any governor in those days was excited to find a person of renown. It might be a politician. In this case, it's a professor. You needed someone who could recruit a regiment of 1,000 men. So he offers Chamberlain a colonelcy. And Chamberlain, to the governor's surprise, says, no, I'm not eligible for that. I don't have that military training. I'll take something less. He says in these words, I will earn and learn my way to a higher command. He takes a lesser command than the governor offers him.
And a professional soldier takes command of the 20th Maine. We're going to war. The book is On Great Fields, The Life and Unlikely Heroism of Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. 9 languages now, and he's going to war. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.